Yeah.
I have some questions regarding meditation.
Come on closer. What?
First is on walking meditation. I think I only started practicing when I came here.
Yeah.
So, I know that you told us to actually, before we make the next lap,
yeah,
we have to ask out to make sure that the Buddha or the breath is with us.
Yeah.
So I deliberately stopped at the moment before I make the lap. So when I was standing still, there was the apana. But then when I walked, then I just couldn't get the intensity isn't as strong.
That doesn't matter. The importance is to know that the breath is there. Yeah? That you stay with the breath. Yeah? If you cannot do it for walking meditation, you know, then just use the Buddha. Yeah? It doesn't really matter what you use. If you use the Buddha or if you use the breath, and for walking meditation, use the Buddha, and for sitting meditation, use Anapanasati. Yeah?
And for Buddha, I know that when there's a distraction coming on, there's a thought. We try to say repeatedly more than so that we bring the...
Yeah.
But then when we are doing normally, we are not pacing based on anything. There is no pacer for the Buddha.
No.
Okay.
No.
So I just say Buddha.
As long as the Buddha is there, yeah.
Okay.
But the important thing is you have to learn how to know, yeah. Is the Buddha at the beginning? Is the Buddha deep? Is it shallow? Is it fast? Is it slow? Yeah. These things you have to learn to know.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm getting better at identifying much earlier than when I first practiced. When I was doing apana, I'm not sure whether...
Anapana.
Ah, sorry. Anapana. So after 1 hour, my nose feels very blocked. So is it too much force?
Yes.
Okay.
Just know, in the beginning you just feel. You concentrate here around here, yeah, where you feel that the breath goes in and you feel that the breath goes out. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you use too much force, first of all, things are blocking and then you get headache and then you lose too much power.
Yeah, because I have this problem when I lose the consciousness all the way, the sati, and then when I try to go in, and then when this is blocked, then I couldn't go back into the meditation.
You have to use the force to bring the mind back. Once it is back, you don't need force.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry for the question. And lastly, the daily reflection.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether I'm doing correctly, but I try to when I'm going through, I'm going through, and then I look at like the key events that happened, and then I ask like what was the reason that caused certain.
No. We are not interested in evaluating anything. We are not interested in a key event. We were just interested, when I woke up, what kind of thought, what kind of memory was in the mind, what did I do then, yeah? We don't judge the thing.
Hmm.
Yeah? That is very important, otherwise you won't get, you don't understand what is going on in the mind, yeah? So what did I do next? Yeah, I washed my face, yeah? What kind of thoughts, came up during washing my face, or what kind of feelings, yeah? If you don't remember, just skip to the next. What was the next, yeah? Okay, then I walked, doing walking meditation. You don't evaluate the walking meditation. You just ask yourself, why did I get out of walking meditation? What made me stop? And then you go, what did I do next? And so on.
Asking why is an event.
Asking why is always, is always bringing our brain, to to find reasons. Yeah, we want to know what came before. that is not inciting our what's it called? Conjuring up things, yeah. We don't want to conjure up things. Yeah? We don't want to perpetuate things, yeah. We just want to know what came before, yeah. Because that if you show the citta what came before, it will understand the process, yeah. If you ask why, then you make up reasons, then you conjure up things, you know, that are not there, yeah.
Okay, so the reflection.
It's the same thing when we do investigation. We never ask why. Yeah?
Okay.
We just ask, what is pain? Not why is the pain there. No, what is pain? How does it feel? Where is the pain, you know? Is it moving? Is it constant? Is it, you know, is it anicca? You know, whatever, yeah? We ask the question, yeah?
Okay, so the method I was doing wrongly was because I was creating a false reality in a way. So
yeah.
Okay.
We don't see reality, you know, if we ask why, because then we start to think and then we start to conjure or perpetuate, you know, things there. Yeah. We want to know what came before that. If we don't remember, it's fine, yeah. But if we do that daily, you know, we remember pretty much 90% of whatever. Yeah.
Thanks so much for that. I was wondering what the Pali word for sexual craving is. Is it raga tana or something like that? And today, I was surprised, you know. When I saw a person today, and I was like, immediately hit like a flood, and I haven't had that like come up in a long time at that intensity, and I was a bit like, whoa. And I usually just replace, like if I notice that's happening, then I kind of know what to do, but I never have like a practice, or I don't do anything special for that feeling. I just do the same thing with replacing it with a wholesome thought, you know.
Yeah, but that is not working with raga tanha.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
You have to turn that image, you know, that you know, spurt in raga tanha into something that is disgusting, a rotten corpse, you know, a bloated corpse. So that's why we prepare ourselves with looking at loathsome images, you know, to have them prepared. So the moment they come up, you know, and then, you know, instantly the raga tanha has disappeared, yeah?
Oh, so, like...
A wholesome thought has never worked, yeah?
When I come in contact with something that makes the feeling come up, then I have the visual in my head or something?
Yeah, then you have a visual in your head that you turn on, you know, I mean, look at, you know, I mean, there's a book, you know, where you can look at all the, you know, inside of bodies, yeah?
Okay.
And so you just remember a few, yeah?
Yeah.
Or if you have a memory, you know, of your grandparents, you know, dying, you know, I mean, look at them, you know, I mean, there's no sexual craving for that.
Yeah?
Or just open it up, you know, slice it up, yeah? I mean, you saw enough horror movies, you know, I mean, where people, you know, came with a chainsaw, you know, and cut people up, yeah? Then just bring these images back, you know, and then raga tanha is instantly gone. And the moment, you know, these images fade out, you know, then the raga tanha comes back, you know, because then, yeah, the citta brings back, you know, this beautiful, yeah, and then you have to turn it again, you know, and then, yeah, take training.
Yes.
Yeah, we are here to train.
Which is the level of the status to enlightenment that someone has cut that and it doesn't come up anymore?
So yep.
Is there
there's a stage, yeah, anagami.
Anagami.
Before that, you know, I mean, you're constantly screwed.
And I mean, is it literally like, as in for the anagami, when they see something, I mean, it just nothing happens to them anymore?
Yeah, I mean, whatever they see, you know, I mean, so what is it? You know, they see what it is for.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, thank you.